So you want to knock that down. What is that about us that we want to knock that down? It's that envy. That envy means, it doesn't mean you're higher than me. It just means if I'm not going up, I don't want anybody going up. You see, and that's not the way the world works. That's not balance. It has nothing to do with what I think. Now I'm running the world. Now I'm telling God how things should be. Every time I find fault with anybody or anything, I'm telling God this isn't right. How do I come to believe in a power that I keep telling this power how things should be? Who should be? What should be? If this works out, then God is real. If this doesn't work out, then God's abandoning me. God's putting a test on me. Yeah. On all the universe and all the places, God's got to stop a cosmic clock for me to say, I need to teach Casey a lesson right now. Divorce, that's it. That's what he's going to get. And she's going to eat his heart out too. And, you know, that could go on for years. So God's teaching me a long lesson, right? Or maybe I got with the wrong person. Or maybe that relationship was to take me to the next level. Which one do you want? See, I want to go to the next level. I learned this is a life of progress. And that we're not cured. What we get is a daily reprieve. And there's a contingency. It means I got to grow this day. And growing means to seek God's will. And that in the day that I'm in, that my desire is to seek and do God's will. So if I'm not curious, these, what I get is a daily reprieve, contingent upon the maintenance of my spiritual condition. What are we doing tonight? We are maintaining our spiritual condition. That's what John was talking about, self-discipline. Each and every one of us, anchor to that. Don't just think about it, touch that. I don't care how you got here, it still takes self-discipline to be here.